Do you know He is risen? If so, how will you live your life differently? Do you want to live in a brighter future? It's time to remember He arose. Hi, this is Leslie V, and you're listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today. Every Monday, I have a new Motivation Meditation with Leslie V to encourage you throughout the week. Also, I would like to invite you to catch up or revisit past recordings. Let's get started today with Because Jesus Christ Arose. As a result of Motivation Meditation with Leslie V, a devotional style study, you receive tools to live your best life ever, overcome weaknesses, grow in a deeper personal relationship with God, and fulfill your God-given destiny. You are encouraged and motivated to gain a practical understanding of the Word of God. Do you know anyone who could benefit from this? One of my longtime friend's mother recently passed away. I thought of how the funeral would be. We would celebrate her life and her legacy. We would celebrate how her children are serving the Lord. Proverbs 31 concerning the virtuous woman would be a part of the service. We would celebrate the life she had lived. People whose lives she touched would share it with others. In the same way, it's time to celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His life and the miracles He performed. Celebrate how the lives He touched are serving Him. People whose lives He touched would share with others. Of course, none of this celebration would have occurred without the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. All of my life I heard this verse. It would be a while before I would make sense out of it. For God so loved me, because I at one time was the world. One day I believe in Him. Now I have eternal life. How about you? Philippians 2:8, And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus loved you so much that He humbled Himself and became obedient to death on the cross in order to save you. He died on the cross. It was His choice. He did it out of love. Hebrews 10:1-2, For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the commas thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have no more conscience of sin. Luke 24:6-7, He is not here. He has risen. As I believed He had risen, my life changed. He saved me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me. The blood of Jesus purged you of your sin. If you received Jesus, you were a sinner. Now you are saved by grace. Can you relate? Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Acts 4:33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Tell somebody that He is risen. Let them know what He has done for you. Show them how the resurrection of Jesus Christ has changed your life. As far as the tomb is concerned, He is not there. He is risen. What is your next step? Because of the resurrection, you have God's power to live the life He created you to live. Thank you, Jesus, for rising from the dead and for saving. I'm ready for my next step. Now that you are a new creation, saved by grace, testify about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. Take some time to do some homework. Set aside time to think this week about testifying of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Set aside time this week to answer the questions in this podcast. Take time to meditate on scriptures. Ask Him where you can benefit in this world. Invite Him to use you. Write the revelations you receive. I hope to motivate you to find your purpose in life and fulfill it. That's what I want for my life and yours. You can fulfill God's will for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. You've been listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. I'll be here every Monday, motivating and encouraging you. Drop me a line and let me know how this has motivated you to find your purpose in life. Let me know how you're challenged to walk in your divine destiny. Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today and share with a friend. I would like to give a shout out to Stevie. Hi, Stevie. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. God bless you. In Jesus' name.